and down Scotland, centres like this are the hub of community activity. They're a place people can go along, have a coffee, take part in an activity, and without them we just wouldn't have community in this country, places to gather and to do things. And the work that is done in community centres like the Muirhouse Millennium Centre is done predominantly by volunteers doing it because they know it's the right thing to do and it gives them a feeling of contributing back. It is just amazing how much good work happens in centres like this, and we want to help that wherever we can.
Yeah. With the looming funding cuts, what can the Scottish Government do to reassure these centres that they will be protected as much as they can?
We have, in the Scottish Government, set up the Empowering Communities Fund at £20 million a year, targeted specifically at community groups, and have maintained it even in the face of the difficult budget. What we are trying to achieve across the country is a change of emphasis in all the public sector organisations and public bodies to recognise that this sort of activity, work with communities, the empowering of communities, isn't an add-on, it should be the heart of what we do, and that what we actually should be doing is changing the way we work right now, the way we spend money right now, to include communities more. So there are difficult times, but sometimes getting communities in lets you make more sensible decisions, more efficient decisions, and gets things working in ways that they never could otherwise. I visited a community centre in Inverness. It was my very first visit. It was due for closure by the council because they couldn't make it work. The community took it over, and now it's thriving because the community's in charge and they know what people want. They know how to make it work. They know how to satisfy the needs, to make all the right choices, and it's just a brilliant centre, and that's a lesson for a lot of places.